Next week, a team from the National Institutes of Health, along with other international medical teams, begin testing a new Ebola vaccine in disease-ravaged Liberia. At the same time, clusters of unvaccinated children in some U.S. communities is being blamed for an increase in measles infections. There was a time when the miracle of vaccines seemed to settle matters with diseases that had plagued humanity for centuries. Smallpox, diphtheria, and polio, once deadly scourges in the face of widespread government-supervised vaccination, were eliminated.
The greatest medical news in history. Dr. Jonas Salk discovers a vaccine that promises to wipe out childhood's crippling and killing enemy, polio.
The polio vaccine developed by Jonas Salk in the 1950s came at a peak moment of trust in government and medical science. But such is not the situation today, and how we got here bears recalling. And so we welcome Retro Report producer Bonnie Bertram to The Takeaway. Welcome back.
Hi, nice to be here.
So how did we get to this point where measles is back and trust in vaccinations is very dubious?
Well, it's important to remember that nationwide vaccination rates are pretty high, but there are these enclaves where it's really dangerously low. And so we looked at sort of the media's role and how we got to this point where personal belief is more powerful than scientific evidence. And we thought the media had some culpability in this because it gave people a platform to tell very powerful personal stories. And when it comes to storytelling, it's hard for scientific evidence to stack up against that because it's so powerful to hear these stories that parents tell.
And here's celebrity Jenny McCarthy on Larry King Live and Oprah telling the story of her son.
We vaccinated our baby and something happened. That's it.
We begin, of course, with Jenny McCarthy, the actress and entertainment personality. Her son, Evan, has autism.
Look it. It's plain and simple. It's bullshit.
No, it's...
Yes, it is.
My science is named Evan, and he's at home. That's my science.
Now, it's well known that the media will do a, on the one hand, on the other hand, approach to stories. In cases of science, this can be pretty difficult. What happened here?
Well, it was funny because it happened around the time when a lot of news organizations were gutting their science departments and a lot of science reporters were let go. And when Jenny McCarthy got involved, a lot of entertainment reporters started covering essentially science. And it wasn't really a story about vaccines. It was a story about what this celebrity and former Playboy model was telling everybody about her son who has autism.
And the specific charge that has been scientifically tested and has never been confirmed is that vaccinations contain chemicals, mercury perhaps, which induce autism in young children.
Well, it's sort of twofold. There was a 1998 study by a British doctor. It's been roundly, completely debunked. He's lost his medical license. And that happened in 1998 that the article appeared, and then he got sort of cast aside later. So that opened up the doors for people to take another look at, are vaccines possibly dangerous and causing autism? And then what happened later than that was that this additive thimerosal, it's a preservative to vaccines, people thought it contained mercury. It contains ethyl mercury, which is not the same as methyl mercury, which you and I know not to eat tuna fish because there's methyl mercury in it.
Yeah.
It's a neurotoxin. So ethyl mercury is probably not as toxic. There is still some science around that, but there have been definitive tests that show of hundreds of thousands of children that there is no link between vaccines and autism.
Add to this a sense of distrust of the government in the time of sort of Edward Snowden, that sort of thing, and you've got a widespread suspicion of vaccinations, and that leads us to measles.
Well, what's funny too, I mean, not funny really, but when a scientist talks and the CDC delivers language that's been approved by scientists, they say, to the best of our knowledge, at this point there's no evidence. And so to people who aren't steeped in that kind of vernacular, it sounds like, oh my God, what are they hiding from us?
The question is, can President Obama fight that?
Measles is preventable. I understand that there are families that in some cases are concerned about the effect of vaccinations. The science is, you know, pretty indisputable. We've looked at this again and again. There is every reason to get vaccinated. There aren't reasons to not.
Is that a bully pulpit, or is he just part of the conspiracy, depending on who you are?
Well, you know, science is not about conducting experiments until you get the results you think you want to see. And unfortunately, with a lot of these anti-vaccine people who believe their story so powerfully that they can't accept that there really is no link between vaccines and autism.
The media and vaccination rates in the United States. To see a video of Retro Report's findings, visit thetakeaway.org. Bonnie Bertram is a Retro Report producer. Thanks so much.
Thanks, John.